Baseball fans in the Motor City are watching perhaps the best pitcher in the game right now. On Tuesday, Justin Verlander won his 11th straight game. He now boasts a gaudy 23-5 record and an ERA of 2.36. When Verlander is on the mound, chances are Detroit will rack up another win, which Tigers fans hope he will do tomorrow in Oakland. WDET's Noah Ovshinsky has the story.
The numbers don't lie. Justin Verlander is having a great season. He leads the American League in strikeouts, victories, and pitches thrown. He's also one of the big reasons, besides some monster hitters, that the Tigers are a favorite to play baseball deep into October. The low-key Verlander credits one pitch in particular.
Fastball control's been better for the most part this year. Just the maturation process, learning how to pitch a little bit better at this level.
Ask Tigers fans why they think Verlander is having such a stellar season, and a common theme emerges.
The maturity this year, I like the fact that he doesn't panic, doesn't get into his head, he doesn't give up that big blow-up inning, and he's just, he's really come around, he's got the total game.
What we love to see is like when he gets angry, guy gets on base, and he goes to another level. And I think that absolutely thrills people to see someone take control of a situation like that and shut it down.
He can throw fastball, curveball for strikes at will, change his speed, change his location, and the guy on the mound is just plain mean.
Tigers pitching legend Denny McClain agrees that Verlander has matured as a pitcher.
He's learned how to pitch versus be a thrower. He's been a thrower for quite some time, and this year, somewhere, somehow, either somebody got a hold of him or the lights went on with his stuff, and he has learned the art of pitching.
Mastering this art, according to McClain, comes down to a certain mindset.
You hope to throw a strike with various pitches. Now he knows he can throw a strike with his pitches. I mean, now he knows how to set a guy up from time to time. He knows what he needs to throw a guy when you don't always pitch a guy the same way. You don't pitch him the same way when you're in trouble as you do when you're not in trouble.
In recent months, Verlander has often been compared to McClain, who in 1968 won 31 games, a feat that will likely never be repeated. He also led the Tigers to a World Series title that year and won the Cy Young Award. Barring a total meltdown, Verlander has a good shot at winning the award this year. Even Tigers manager Jim Leland, who rarely compares pitchers or seasons, concedes that Verlander has been on a roll for most of the season. As for the pitcher's future, Leland is bullish.
I think this guy's got a chance to have a lot of great seasons. You know, this guy's a horse, and he's got a chance to be around for a long time.
But, and there is almost always a but when talking about pitchers and their futures, Leland notes that nothing is guaranteed.
You know, the biggest thing with the pitchers basically is health. If they can maintain their health over a longer period of time, obviously they have a better chance to have a lot of great seasons.
Denny McClain agrees. His own career was cut short in part due to health issues.
Anything can happen to a pitcher. That's the worst part. You have that sudden injury, that you never recover from. To try to predict what he's going to do from this point forward is impossible.
For now, though, Tigers fans, and players for that matter, are reveling in Verlander's history-making performance this year. Pundits even bring up his name and the words "most valuable player" in the same sentence. Verlander, for his part, downplays the hype.
You know, they say I'm just coming into my prime, but, you never know in this game. It's a funny game, so I need to work my butt off and try to stay healthy for a long time.
I asked Verlander how he's dealing with all the attention and pressure. He says there is none. All he has to do, he says, is pitch. For Only a Game, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.
Hey everybody, have you heard about the Tigers' incredible right-hander? He can break 100 miles per hour. I'm talking about Justin Verlander. He's the Phillies' hope for the future. He's Justin Verlander.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Trevor Sanford, a golfer with an imagination, found himself stuck in traffic one day on the M25, the 117-mile motorway that nearly encircles London. With nothing better to think about, Mr. Sanford began wondering whether he could golf his way around the M25, which, by his reckoning, would mean playing the 31 courses nearest to the highway's 31 junctions in 31 days. Not content to merely dream, Mr. Sanford took a month off work and proceeded to walk 210 miles and hit 2,789 shots in completing his circuit of the courses closest to the highway. In so doing, he raised 7,700 pounds for cancer research.